is going on, man? It's your boy Crimson. I wanted to share this video with you because I wanted to talk about masculinity or women's masculinity and their incompetence.
And like, I understand that, like, I don't want to always have to boss up past my man. You know what I mean? Like, I want a man to like boss me.
Well, let me ask you a question, though. Do you think a man that's a boss himself is going to want to go ahead and deal with a girl that's bossy herself? I'll answer for you. The answer is no.
Yeah.
No. Would you date a guy that's prettier than you and wears a dress on Saturdays?
No, but that doesn't make him a boss.
Okay, well, hold on. It's the same logic. Women that are bosses are masculine. Men that wear dresses are feminine. We don't want a masculine-ass chick just like you don't want a feminine-ass man. But you expect us to accept that fuckery, and I'm telling you, we're not. The more masculine a man is, the less tolerance he's going to have for a masculine woman. So you got to change or just deal with a bunch of pussies that will accept.
So the reason why I bring this up is because a masculine woman, her entire soul dedication is to try and argue with a man and try to force him into doing something with her energy, right? And what bothers me about this generation of fucking girls that, like I said, narcissistic people abuse each other. Women narcissistically abuse each other. They do it to themselves. They bring that energy to each other, and then they project onto us what we think they, you know, what we think we want. I can't tell you how often I hear this shit. And if you were to sit down and just listen, there's nothing up there. When it comes to masculine women, there's nothing up there. They can't seem to put two and two together that it's like they're not focused on what the other party's reaction would be. They're not reading the room. They're too busy and too hyper-focused on their own emotions and getting what they want. So is it any wonder why these chicks, after pushing so many men around, after arguing so much, think that a man wants to argue in order to get his way? And my buddy's like this. He's like, In order to achieve anything, we have to argue it out. And I looked at him and I was like, what? And he's like, yeah. You have to argue it out in order to get what you want. In order to achieve anything, in order to, you know. And he tried to bring up my former time with the Proud Boys. You know, like the Proud Boys stood for, like, you should understand out of anybody, because he used to be a former Proud Boy, and didn't they say that violence solves everything? And I'm like, dude, there are certain things that I agreed and certain things that I disagreed with. And that was one of them. Getting somebody, you know, physically assaulting somebody to get them to capitulate isn't exactly the be all. There's other things that you could do to try to achieve the exact same thing. I can't tell you how often this dude would just love arguing, just for the sake of arguing. And I started to notice that the people that I was drawing into my circle, into my life, were all like that. They all love to fight. They all love to argue. They all love to just emotionally dump and download and shit on. And do all this fuckery. It's like, the moment that you try to, how do I explain this? The moment that I would try to explain to him, there's a better way to achieve what you want. You don't have to fucking argue about it. You don't have to fight. You don't have to put up. You don't have to lift a fucking finger. If the only person in your presence won't do what you ask, just do it yourself. That's it. And if they put up a fight, if they start fucking giving you an attitude, then just remove them from your life. That's it. Why hang on to a relationship where you're constantly fucking arguing? Where you're constantly being insulted? It gets to a point where it becomes fucking annoying. It becomes obnoxious. Why stay in a fucking friendship or a relationship like that? And that chick, I don't know if you noticed, just listen to her.
And, like, I understand that, like, I don't want to always have to boss up past my man. You know what I mean? Like, I want a man to, like, boss me.
Just by her expressions and her movements and, like, the way she talks, do you think that chick has a fucking bachelor's degree? Every woman that I've ever known that's feminine has, like, this secret talent. This secret fucking, like, intellect. They hide everything. They're not trying to desperately get the attention or desperately trying to win people over. They just are. And now, as I grow, you know, older, I'm tired. I don't want to deal with that bullshit. Like, stoicism was the greatest fucking pursuit of my life. There was nothing greater in my life than pursuing stoicism. And bodybuilding really, really brought that out. There are certain things worth fighting for, and there's just a lot of fucking things that aren't. Fighting for who got there first, fuck it, dude, just take my spot. Fighting for a parking spot, whatever, I'll find another one. Complaining who got the last, whatever, just take it. I'm in no fucking rush or need to get to the front of the line anymore. I'm in no rush or need to fight over shit. See what I mean? And what I noticed about women that have this masculine trait, zero intellect. They use no common sense whatsoever. So, for instance, you know, I donate plasma to try and fucking make ends meet. And I was third in line. And the average human, I don't know, shoulder width is like 50 inches. So we're, you know, every human being takes about 60 inches worth of space. So they call the first guy. He goes. And I stay in place. I fucked on my back. So I'm leaned up against the wall. And I'm enjoying my fucking, my break. The second chick gets called to another, you know, to another station. And again, I'm just in place. And all of a sudden, in the back of the line, I just fucking hear this woman go, are you in line? Is everybody in line? And this girl behind her is like, yeah, she's on the phone. Or, you know, everybody's on the phone except me. And I look over and I see this chick. She's like, okay, it's time to move up. Everybody move up, move up. Okay, move up. And then I didn't move. And she looks and she's trying to like direct me. Like she's motioning her hand to move up. And I stay still and I just stare at her. And she said, are you in line? And I just said, yes. She says, can you move up? And I said, what for? And she just looked at me and she's like, oh, okay. So in any case, I look forward and I look for like the next available, you know, person. They call my name. I get off the wall and I walk over. And I got kind of like a little bit of a limp. You know, they take my blood or whatever and they send me to another station. I'm leaned up against a, I don't know, it's kind of like a short wall, like a half of a wall. It's about 5 feet tall. And I'm somewhat like leaned on it. And all of a sudden my stomach starts growling. So I reach into my pocket. And as I reach into my pocket, the bitch who tells everybody to move forward is lined up right behind me. And we're, you know, we're both waiting to go donate. And so I pop two Jolly Ranchers into my fucking mouth. A green and a red one, which is my favorite combo. And she says, hey, you can't have that. And I just put him in my mouth and I just didn't even listen to her. She's like, you can't put that in your mouth. You have to spit it out. And then one of the plasma technicians, I guess, I don't know what to call him. She calls me over and she's like, here, you could go sit on this, you know, you can lay down here on this station. And then she's like, and then the chick behind me, right? The bossy bitch. She tries to rat me out. She tries to tell one of the technicians that, you know, I've got something in my mouth. And so the technician comes over to me and she's like, hey, do you have candy or gum or something in your mouth? And I squat and I swap. You could visually see me push it over to the side of my mouth. And of course, you can tell when there's something in someone's mouth. And I'm like, no. And I just put it back in the center of my mouth and kept chewing on it. And she smiles and is like, okay, and walks away. But my point is that masculine women, they waste their time being fucking idiots. They don't stop to realize that people just don't give a fuck. They're too busy trying to fucking muscle their way. It's like their parodied idea of what a man is, of what masculinity is trying to forcefully, abrasively, and aggressively get your way. And the thing is, our society is so fucking soft that nobody puts them in their place and tells them to shut the fuck up and wait in line. Or shut the fuck up and stand still. They try to push and it's like they try to treat everybody as if they're children. This girl didn't once stop to think like, hey, if you try to fucking boss a guy around, do you really think he's going to put up with that? Never once did she stop and think about that. And as for like the fat woman, you know, they try to boss me around. She tried to sit right next to me and shit. She tried to get a station right next to mine so that she could try to like basically make my life a living hell. Well, I mean, she didn't try. She succeeded. But she didn't, you know. I just kept popping fucking Jolly Ranchers in my mouth. And she tried to rat me out on two occasions. And, again, the technicians there, I don't know. They just don't give a fuck. But, it just, it blows my fucking mind away. Because it's like, it's just like it says in the Bible. They try to become wise in areas that don't matter. They become wise in ignorance. They try to become wise in areas that nobody gives a fuck. Nobody gives a flying fuck about, you know, the things that they care about. For this chick to sit there and say that she wants to be bossed around, dude, you shouldn't have to fucking be told, you know, at fucking whatever, raising your tone or doing anything. Like, oftentimes, you know what I find, like, guys that try to act alpha. I think I just uploaded a video, I'm not sure if I did or not, but it had to deal with, like, alphas eating their own. It was with David Goggins. And, Goggins said that, you know, alphas eat their own. For whatever reason, they just turn on each other. And, dude, like, stoicism was the greatest thing I ever fucking came across. Stoicism was the best fucking thing that I've ever tried to pursue. And it becomes even better. It becomes better and better and better each time I fucking exercise and practice it. It becomes easier. And it becomes easier with bodybuilding. It becomes easier with working out. It becomes easier with training. Because now I know what my body's capable of. Now I know what I'm capable of. And I know that life and my comfort for needing to be right comes last. And everybody else's comfort comes first. So as long as you're comfortable, everything's A-okay. As long as you're obeying the rules, you're A-okay. But there's women like this that run around that just have this fucking absolute die-hard fucking need to be right. And they have to try to pursue and pressure other men into accepting their shit behavior. This boss-ass babe bullshit, it gets old. It gets really fucking old. I become so bored with it. It's like, what's his name? God fucking damn it. Something Rollins. Henry Rollins. There was this black... I uploaded this video like a long time ago where Henry Rollins said, if she's mad, I'm bored. If she's bitchy, I'm bored. If she smokes, I'm out of there. If she drinks, I'm out of there. If she doesn't work out, I'm gone. Because if you're a lazy piece of shit and you let the mind rot, you're just a miserable person to be around. None of these women invest in themselves. They just invest in trying to look as pretty as possible and try to boss everybody into doing, you know, what they want. And since we live in a society full of soft assholes, you know what they say? Soft men make soft societies, and a hard head makes a soft ass. So a lot of these fucking chicks run around trying to act as fucking as bossy as possible. You ask them a simple question and they fucking collapse. have no idea how to answer because the only thing they've ever done was getting other people to do shit for them. So when you ask them to do something, to do something out of necessity for themselves, they can't do it. They fall apart. And I see this so often. You know, it becomes embarrassing after a while. You see these chicks do this shit, and it's just like, what the fuck are you thinking? What is going on through your head? I mean, they parody what a strong man would do. They think, this is what a strong man, this is what a strong woman, this is what a strong person would do. It's the same imagination that I had when I was a kid. Kind of like Leonidas in that movie 300. How they got, I forget the guy's name, something Butler. They left out the best part in that movie. Want to know why? Because it didn't fit the narrative. They sent a messenger over to Leonidas, and he explained to him very diligently what that if the Spartan army were to be conquered, what would happen? The outcome. And Leonidas' only response was if. That's the words of somebody who's emotionally and physically capable and just tired of hearing the bullshit. He wasn't about, like, dude, he didn't want to hear about it. He wanted the guy to be about it. And he knew that him and 300 of his men were fucking more than capable of taking on an entire fucking army full of losers. Full of people that have never really seen actual combat. People that didn't train their whole life to be fucking killers. So when I see a panel full of chicks that act like boss-ass bitches, it's fucking embarrassing. It's embarrassing to me as an American. Because you see all these other women from other countries that are literally struggling. I just saw this documentary on Black Hawk Down, the Battle of Mogadishu. Can you fucking imagine being fired on from every goddamn direction where it's just army after... It's just fucking an endless wall of people coming at you from fucking alleyways, buildings... Fucking just corridors, just no matter where you go, no matter where you turn, you're gonna be fucking pursued. Can you imagine that? I sure as shit can't. But somehow or another, those men, the men that survived, lived to tell the tale. And one of them said that he never looks at death the same way again. And it's fucking incredible because his friend dies, right? He gets in the vehicle to bring his body back to base. And then as soon as his buddy's body gets dragged out of the fucking Humvee, the first thing that the captain tells him is like, hey man, they're still stuck out there and they need you and we don't have very many reinforcements. Can you go back out there? It wasn't reluctance that he felt. It was frustration. It was anger. And he got back in the fucking Humvee and he did his fucking job. He went out there twice to face death. And he almost fucking got it. He almost, like, God almost punched his ticket out. twice. So when I think of masculinity, I see it as somebody who is calm, collected, and reflecting on the situation and weighing his options. And these women see masculinity as just bossing motherfuckers around, being combative, being aggressive, being extremely judgmental about everybody and everything because they are superior and everything else is inferior when it comes to their happiness. This is why I don't respect fucking destiny. Never once has he seen hard fucking work. He thinks that hard work is sitting on your ass and studying and trying to cram for an exam. He doesn't talk about soldiers' problems or the pains they go through. Never once does he do research and tries to empathize with fucking anybody who did anything harder than him. He fucking sits online and he debates and he argues and he bitches and whines and cries. Has no fucking moral standards whatsoever. And it goes to show you, because as soon as his friend came over, his friend assumed, like, okay, well, he lets his girl fuck around. Well, why can't I just touch her so I can, you know, do a couple dance moves with her? You saw it on his face. His chat turned on him, and he didn't like it. The guy doesn't live by any fucking sets of anything. Lives by nothing. Nothing but emotion. Like, his view of logic, or his view of masculinity, is constantly being right. Constantly being on the moral high ground. Imagine having a friend like that, where you're constantly battling of wits with a motherfucker like that. I've already had friends like that were constantly fucking trying to be right. Well, you shouldn't have done that. You should have done this. Well, you know what? That was wrong because of this other reason. Well, you should have seen it from this other... It's like, dude, I'm just telling a story. I don't really need you to fucking chime in on what was ethically appropriate or what was this, you know. I don't fucking need that. And then they get frustrated. Well, then why are you telling the story? I'm telling the story to try to bond with you, you dumbass. If you don't want to bond, then maybe I don't need to tell you anything. I'll just sit fucking quietly. I've done that a couple of times with a few people. Like, if this bothers you, fine. I'll just stay quiet. I don't need this. It's the worst thing. It's like, stonewalling is abuse to them. To a woman who is masculine, stonewalling them and not giving them what they want is abuse to them. It's emotional abuse. They die inside. And it's funny because that is like the most appropriate fucking reaction is silence to something that is so fucking just outlandishly stupid. I can't tell you how many fucking women I come across each day where they're constantly trying to fucking just bully their way into shit. Constantly trying to fucking move their fucking fat asses, like, around. Trying to fucking just... I remember a long time ago, I was standing in line at a fucking... This is when I had dreads. So maybe I'll give you a little bit of context. I had dreads. And I had a bandana on my head, I think. Yeah. And I had goggles. And then this guy, he saw me come in. I was like 22. Yeah, guy saw me come in. He turned. And I just smiled and fucking like did like a what's up. And I went to the fucking gaming section. I picked something out. And I was waiting in line. The guy was trying to haggle. I don't know why. But with him was a girl. And I was standing and standing and standing. And I just like, fuck, dude. And I just went off. I browsed around. Came back. And the guy was still trying to haggle some shit. So I just stood in line, and then the girl gets right between me and the other guy. I have no idea why. She just got right in between us. And I was like, what the fuck? And then she says, can you fucking take a step back, please? Like, out of nowhere. And I was like, excuse me, you got in between me and him. Like, I'm minding my own business. And the guy goes, babe, it's all right. Like, hey, man, sorry. And I'm like, yeah, that's cool. She's like, no, no, it's not. She tried to escalate it into something that it wasn't until finally the store owner came out. And he goes, you know what? Both of you need to leave my store. I'm not dealing with you guys today. I've got a customer who's been waiting here for 25 minutes, and all you've been managing to do is tie things up. We told you we can't give you this offer. You know, it's non-negotiable. You need to leave the store. But because of her fucking need to be right, you know, it cost the guy his ability to negotiate. I'm pretty sure the guy was cashing in some games and didn't want to get the money that he was about to get. You know, they had a kid. It looked like they just had a kid. So he was trying to get, you know, the money. You know how GameStop is. You turn in some games and then they want to give you store credit. They want to give you more store credit than they want to give you cash because they want you to come back to the store. They want you to shop there and keep the money there. And he was trying to get the store credit to equal amount to this, to the cash. But she fucked that up. Because she let her fucking emotions and her masculinity get in the way of that. Not thinking, hey, my behavior could cost us this negotiation. I mean, there's just tons of stories out there of situations like that. The fucking last chick I talked to was just a fucking nightmare of a person to deal with. And then, when she wasn't getting her way, she was like, okay, well then let's trauma bond. Let's see, you know, who's got the worst fucking story, you know. It just, like, it disgusts me. It really disgusts me. This parody that these fucking chicks do is just unbelievable. I can't understand what goes on through their head when they try to parody a man's masculinity. Something to think about. Guard your heart.